The ground looks fine until it does not. One season it drains slow, the next it crusts over after rain. Roots stay shallow, leaves yellow early. You push harder, more seed, more feed. The soil answers back with less. You stand at the edge of the plot, knowing time is not on your side. The next planting window is coming, whether the ground is ready or not. Weather will not wait. Pests already remember what you grew last year. They are counting on you to repeat it. Crop rotation is not a theory here. It is a line between recovery and steady loss. Change the order and the soil starts to breathe again. Keep repeating and the ground tightens its grip. This is about control, about breaking habits that feel efficient but bleed the land dry. The question is simple and heavy. Do you keep pushing a tired field, or do you force it to heal before it fails you for good? Chapter 1. Setup and stakes. You do not notice soil failure all at once. It shows up in small ways that are easy to explain away. Water sits longer after rain. The surface crusts instead of breaking open. You pull a plant and the roots stop short, thick at the top, thin below. You tell yourself it is the weather. You tell yourself it is the seed. The truth is quieter and heavier. The ground is tired. You have been asking the same thing from it every season. Same crop family, same rooting depth, same nutrient pull. The soil gives what it can, then starts cutting corners. Structure collapses first. Air pockets disappear. Water has nowhere to go. When rain hits hard, it runs instead of sinking. When heat comes, moisture leaves fast. You feel it when you walk the field. The surface is tight underfoot. Tools bite less cleanly. Beds that used to crumble now break in slabs. That is not bad luck. That is compaction setting in. Compaction is pressure made permanent. Repeated traffic. Repeated roots stopping at the same depth. Repeated wet work because the calendar forced your hand. Soil particles lock together. Pores close. Oxygen drops. Microbial life slows. Roots suffocate without ever looking damaged above ground. At the surface, crops struggle in ways that seem unrelated. Leaves yellow early. Growth stalls mid-season. Plants lean harder toward fertilizer, then fail to respond. You feed more. The soil cannot carry it. Nutrients leach or volatilize. What stays becomes uneven. Hot spots burn. Cold spots starve. The land starts making decisions for you. Monocropping feeds familiarity. Pests know exactly what is coming. They overwinter with confidence. Diseases stay resident because their host never leaves. Spores wait in residue. Larvae wait in soil. Each season starts with pressure already applied. You respond with control, more sprays, more intervention, tighter timing. The system grows brittle, one missed window and the whole season slips. Weather exposes weakness faster than good years ever will. Heavy rain shows poor infiltration, drought shows shallow roots, heat shows nutrient imbalance. When stress hits, healthy soil buffers it. Tired soil passes the hit straight to the crop. You see runoff carve lines across beds. That water carries topsoil with it. That topsoil took decades to form. It leaves in minutes. What remains is denser, less alive, less forgiving. The margin for error narrows without asking your permission. You plant because the calendar says so. You harvest because the bills demand it. Each cycle without recovery pushes the system closer to a point where fixes cost more than they return. This is where rotation enters the conversation, not as a practice, as a necessity. Crop rotation interrupts patterns the soil is trapped in. Right now, every signal in the field is repetitive. Same root depth compresses the same layer. Same nutrient demand strips the same elements. Same residues feed the same organisms while starving others. Diversity is not about variety for its own sake. It is about changing physical and biological pressure points. Different crops push roots to different depths. Some pry compacted layers open. Some knit surface structure back together. Some leave channels behind that the next crop uses without effort. Those channels become highways for water and air. Without rotation, roots stop at resistance. With it, resistance moves or disappears. Nutrient use follows the same logic. Heavy feeders drain certain elements fast. When they repeat, deficits stack. Even with inputs, balance slips. Rotation changes demand. Some crops draw less, some leave more. Some work with microbes that capture nitrogen from the air and store it in the soil. You do not see that nitrogen at first. You see steadier growth later. You see leaves hold color longer. You see less panic feeding mid-season. Soil biology responds to change quickly when conditions allow it. Bacteria and fungi thrive on diversity. earthworms follow structure and residue. When the same residue repeats, populations narrow. When residues change, life broadens. That life is not decoration. It is labor. Microbes cycle nutrients. Fungi move phosphorus. Worms create channels that machines cannot. When biology is active, the soil works even when you are not there. But biology cannot function in a collapsed house. Structure comes first. Air and water come next. Life follows. Rotation begins that rebuilding by forcing different stresses into the system. Stress is not the enemy. Repetition is. The risk is timing. Soil does not rebuild overnight. You are not farming in theory. You are farming inside seasons that close whether you are ready or not. That pressure makes short-term thinking feel logical. Repeat what you know. Push harder. Chase yield. The land absorbs the hit until it cannot. The decision point arrives quietly. You realize next season will cost more. Inputs climb. Labor climbs. Returns flatten. You are spending energy just to hold ground. This is not collapse yet. This is warning. Ignoring it means the soil sets the terms later. Terms are never better when you wait. Rotation is not a silver fix. It does not erase compaction in 1 year. It does not starve pests instantly. It does not make weather gentle. What it does is stop the damage from stacking in the same place. You begin to think in sequences instead of seasons. What this crop takes, what it leaves, what follows that can use what remains instead of fighting it. That shift is uncomfortable because it delays gratification. Some benefits show up fast, others arrive slowly. The soil keeps score across years, not months. You are standing before the next planting window with the same question pressing harder than before. Do you repeat and manage decline, or do you change and manage recovery? The ground will answer either choice. It always does. Chapter 2. Escalation and reversal. The first change rotation brings is silence. Not quiet in the field, but quiet in the pressure. The problems that used to show up early hesitate. Pest damage arrives uneven instead of everywhere at once. Disease patches stall instead of racing down rows. The land does not heal yet, but it stops bleeding as fast. That pause matters. Rotation works because most threats depend on expectation. Insects lay eggs where they know food will be. Pathogens survive because their host never leaves. When the crop changes, the invitation disappears. Larvae hatch into the wrong environment. Spores wait too long. Populations thin without a fight. This does not eliminate pressure. It breaks momentum. Below the surface, roots begin working new ground. Shallow-rooted crops leave deeper layers untouched year after year. Compaction builds like a ceiling. When a deeper rooting crop follows, it presses through that layer. It does not fix it alone, but it creates cracks. Water finds them. Air follows. Those cracks matter more than they look. They change how the soil handles stress. Rain moves down instead of sideways. Roots explore instead of circling. When dry spells hit, moisture lasts longer where channels exist. Root diversity is physical labor. Every crop leaves a different footprint. Fine roots build crumb structure near the surface. Thick tap roots push density apart. Fibrous systems lay soil together. When these patterns alternate, structure stops collapsing in one direction. Rotation also changes residue. What you leave on the field feeds what lives there. Some residues break down fast. Others persist. Some feed bacteria. Others favor fungi. Repeating the same residue narrows the workforce. Changing it broadens the crew. Biology responds fast when it has air, moisture, and food. Bacteria multiply when residues are fresh and nitrogen is present. Fungi expand when carbon dominates and disturbance drops. Worms follow moisture and structure. They move where conditions support them. This shift is a reversal because it transfers labor back to the soil. You are no longer compensating for every failure with input. The system begins carrying some of its own weight. Nutrient behavior changes next. Heavy feeding crops draw down specific elements hard. When they repeat, deficits become chronic. Even when you replace nutrients, uptake stays uneven because structure and biology limit access. Rotation spreads demand across time. A crop that pulls nitrogen hard is followed by one that uses less. A crop that mines potassium is followed by one that tolerates lower levels. Balance returns gradually. Legumes introduce a different interaction. They partner with microbes that fix nitrogen from the air and store it in the soil. That nitrogen does not arrive as a spike. It arrives slowly. It feeds the next crop without burning roots or leaching away. You notice this in leaf color and consistency. growth steadies, the need for rescue feeding drops, stress responses soften, soil biology amplifies these gains, microbes mineralize nutrients when conditions allow, fungi extend root reach, worms mix organic matter into deeper layers. Each function reduces reliance on external inputs. The reversal becomes visible in how the field handles extremes. After heavy rain, water stands shorter. After heat, wilting delays. After harvest, residue breaks down cleaner. These are small wins. Together, they change risk. But time presses harder here. You are farming inside seasons that do not slow down for regeneration. Rotation must perform under deadline. This is where design matters. Random change helps, but intentional sequence helps faster. Crops are chosen not just for yield, but for what they repair. Some rebuild structure, some replenish nutrients, some disrupt pests. The order determines speed. The midpoint pressure comes from impatience. Some fields respond in one season, others need more. If expectations are wrong, frustration creeps in. You wonder if the change was worth it. This is the trap. Abandoning rotation early resets the clock. The soil was opening. Biology was adjusting. Pressure was dropping. Repeating the old pattern closes those gains before they settle. You measure progress differently now. Yield still matters, but so does ease. How hard the soil works. How much force tools need. How uniform the crop looks under stress. These indicators show regeneration before yield does. The system begins to feel less brittle. Missed spray windows hurt less. Late planting hurts less. Weather surprises hurt less. That resilience is the real reversal. The danger is partial commitment. Rotating 1 year, then reverting under pressure, confuses the system. Pests adapt faster than soil recovers. Consistency matters more than perfection. Rotation is discipline. It asks you to plan beyond the next harvest. It forces you to accept some delayed reward. The soil answers that discipline with capacity. You stand here knowing the direction works, but the work is not finished. The gains are real, but fragile. The next decision determines whether they compound or fade. The question sharpens. Can you lock this change in long enough for the soil to fully take over part of the load, or will urgency pull you back into repetition? Chapter 3, Resolution and Aftermath. Rotation only works if it becomes a system instead of a reaction. At this stage, the soil has shown you it will respond, but it has also shown you it does not forgive inconsistency. Planning replaces improvisation. Discipline replaces instinct. You stop thinking crops and start thinking in families. What follows what? What feeds what? What repairs what? Each planting choice now carries a second question. What does this leave behind? Root depth becomes a planning tool. Shallow-rooted crops skim the surface. Deep-rooted crops punch through layers below. Fibrous roots knit soil together. Taproots pry it open. You arrange them so no single layer takes the same hit twice in a row. Nutrient demand follows the same logic. Heavy feeders are placed where reserves exist or where a rebuilding phase came before. Lighter feeders follow extraction. Legumes are positioned where nitrogen debt needs relief. Nothing stands alone anymore. This sequencing is not complex, but it is strict. Shortcuts undo progress fast. Skipping a rebuilding crop to chase a high price looks smart for one season. The soil collects the cost quietly and charges interest later. You begin watching the ground instead of guessing. Soil tells the truth if you look close enough. Color deepens as organic matter returns. Smell shifts from sour to earthy. Structure crumbles instead of shearing. These signs matter as much as numbers on a test. You use tests, but you do not let them lead alone. Lab results show chemistry. The field shows function. Both are needed. Neither replaces observation. Water becomes a key indicator. After rain, infiltration improves. Ponding shrinks. Erosion lines soften. During dry spells, crops hold longer before stress shows. These are not coincidences. They are outcomes of structure and biology doing their jobs. Residue behavior changes too. Instead of lingering in mats or disappearing too fast, it breaks down steadily. That steady breakdown feeds microbes without starving them or suffocating seedlings. Balance shows itself in pace. The long-term payoff appears in workload. Tillage takes less force. Planting windows widen. Rescue interventions drop. You spend less time reacting and more time managing. External inputs do not vanish, but dependence loosens. Fertilizer rates stabilize. Pest pressure becomes predictable. Disease cycles lose their grip. Costs flatten even when weather turns against you. This is the aftermath that matters. Not perfect soil, functional soil. Rotation also forces honesty. You see which crops harm the system when overused. You see which ones repair it but earn less short term. The system asks you to value endurance over spikes. That choice carries weight. Markets reward volume and speed. Soil rewards patience and order. You cannot serve both fully at once. Every operation finds its line. The risk now is complacency. Early success tempts repetition in a new form. You might rotate between two crops and call it diversity. The soil will accept that briefly, then stall again. True regeneration needs variation across more than one axis. Families change, root depths change, nutrient roles change, residues change. That range keeps the system adaptive. You also learn limits. Rotation cannot fix everything alone. Severe compaction may need mechanical relief once. Severe erosion may need cover and contour changes. Rotation works best as the backbone, not the only tool. What it does provide is leverage. Other practices perform better when rotation sets the stage. Cover crops establish easier. Reduced tillage succeeds more often. Biological amendments last longer. Rotation amplifies everything else. The final cost of this system is attention. You cannot run on autopilot. Each season requires review. What worked, what lagged, what needs adjusting. This is management in the true sense. The reward is land that answers back less violently. When mistakes happen, they do not cascade as fast. When weather hits, losses are smaller. When pressure builds, the soil absorbs part of it. You reach a point where yields return without forcing them, not peaks, but reliability. In agriculture, reliability is power. The decision that began as a fix becomes a commitment. You are no longer rescuing soil, you are maintaining it. That shift changes how you work and how you plan years ahead. The final question is not whether rotation works. The ground has already answered that. The question is whether you will keep honoring the sequence when shortcuts tempt you. Soil remembers what you do to it. Recovery takes time. Damage takes repetition. The path forward is narrow but clear. You either manage the order now, or the land will decide it later.